regarding one law that is applicable this year, Erev Pesach Tavshin Samech Gimel. Because the holiday is falling out on Thursday, Friday, and we're going straight into Shabbat, Halakha does tell us it is forbidden to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. And even though Friday is Yom Tov and we're allowed to cook according to the Halakhot of Yom Tov, but you would not be allowed to prepare the food on Friday for the Friday night, for Shabbat, unless one prepared Eruv Tavshilin on Erev Pesach, which this year would be Wednesday. Wednesday before the holiday, Halakha says, you take a slice of matzah that at least has the shi'ur of a kezayit, and you take a hard-boiled egg that makes sure it's cooked well, and you place it on the side, and you make a beracha, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'sivanu al mitzvat eruv, and then you recite beden eruva. With this eruv that I'm making, it will be permissible for me to cook and to bake and to carry and to do all my needs for Yom Tov to Shabbat. So Eruv Tavshilin is vital in order to make those preparations. Now, it should be pointed out, Eruv Tavshilin, while it helps you from Friday to Shabbat, does not help you from one Yom Tov to the next. Which means, if let's say someone's having the Seder by their home on Thursday night, which is the second night of Yom Tov, and now they want to start preparing Thursday afternoon, cooking the rice and preparing some of the food, so when the people come home Thursday night, it's all ready, it's asur. We're not allowed to prepare from one Yom Tov to another. We must wait until it's dark outside, and now you can start cooking for the holiday. So this Eruv only allows you to start preparing food Thursday night or Friday for the Shabbat meal. Of course, the cooking and the preparations have to be finished, obviously, before Shabbat. Now, in the event one forgets to make the Eruv Tavshilin, Halakha tells us that the rabbi of the city, of every city, knowing that people forget or don't know, he has in mind when he makes his Eruv to include all the dwellers in the city. So b'di'avad, if you forgot to make Eruv Tavshilin, you're still okay, you could rely on the rabbi's Eruv. However, you cannot rely on the rabbi's Eruv l'ketahila, which means you can't say, I'm not making an Eruv, I'm too busy, I'm relying on the rabbis. That doesn't work. It's only in a case where you made a mistake and you forgot, or there were circumstances where you couldn't do the Eruv. Now, of course, you place the Eruv in a safe place, and Halakha says you have to be careful that you don't eat it until after you finish your prep cooking on Friday for Shabbat. Halakha says if, let's say, you ate it, or somebody ate it, so now already the Eruv is invalid, so either you have to rely on the rabbi's Eruv, or the Halakha says you can make an Eruv Tavshilin on the first day of Yom Tov. Interesting case. Let's say you remembered on the first day of Yom Tov, this year being Thursday, I didn't make Eruv Tavshilin. You could make it, however you have to say the following condition. The condition is, we have 2 days of Yom Tov. Now, really, Yom Tov is either Thursday or Friday. We keep 2 days out of Safek, but one of the days is Yom Tov, and one of the days is really Chol. So we make the following condition. If today is Yom Tov, and therefore I would not be allowed to make an Eruv on Yom Tov, no problem. I don't need an Eruv, because tomorrow, Friday, would really be a weekday, and therefore I'm allowed to cook from a weekday to Shabbat. So again, if today is Yom Tov, so I don't really need an Eruv. However, if today is Chol, that means I'm allowed to make an Eruv. So I'll make an Eruv today, so Friday I can cook for Shabbat, and tomorrow is Yom Tov. So therefore you make this condition. Once you make this condition, the Eruv works, even on Yom Tov Rishon. However, you do not make a Beracha. Halakha says, when should you eat the Eruv? Preferably on Shabbat, The custom is to eat it Seudah Shlishit. You take the piece of bread, the egg, in order to do another mitzvah. The Gemara says, since you did one mitzvah, so you want to recycle it and do another mitzvah. So again, you have to remind the ladies or the men, it's not specifically a lady's item. The man can prepare the Eruv, Tefshilin, on Wednesday afternoon. One should set it aside and fulfill this most important mitzvah. It's a trivia question. It's a question is what's the only beracha that lechatahila you can only make on a Wednesday? And that's the beracha of al mitzvat Eruv.